You may have noticed the use of traditional instruments in the fanfare for the common cold. My mic is not on. Is my mic on?
Hello, testing? Oh,
yes. The use of the enema bag and the scotch bottle, for example. No, the trumpet and the trombone. P.D.Q. Bach was renowned for his innovative use of innovative instruments. For example, P.D.Q. Bach would go to rehearsal hall or to the tavern in Wein am Rhein, which was his rehearsal hall, and he'd look around and he'd find something. So let's see what I can find. I just happened to find a length of hose backstage, which reminds me of P.D.Q. Bach's use of things like the garden hose and the shower hose. This one, oh, it's about 4 feet long. Now, let's see. I think I'll need a mouthpiece. Wait. Fortunately, we have a lot of trumpet players backstage. Inserting a trumpet mouthpiece, and here we have what in effect could be, for P.D.Q. Bach's music, a shower hose horn. Now, however, we shall return to P.D.Q.'s initial plunge period, when his musical knowledge and skills were, shall we say, less polished. The next piece to be endured is the Echo Sonata, for two groups of unfriendly instruments. This work, there's an echo in here. This work represents P.D.Q. Bach's attempt and complete failure to deal with the Baroque concept of antiphonal writing. Writing. Scored for flute, oboe, and bassoon, and in the opposing corner, French horn, trumpet, and trombone. It is as frustrating and disgusting for the performers as it is for the listeners. Let's now get it over with. The Echo Sonata for two groups of unfriendly instruments, Schickele number 9.